So we are pleased to have joining us on our Minuteman Press guest line this morning, the one and only mistress of the dark, Elvira, Cassandra Peterson. Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
I am great. So when people talk to you, do they talk to you as Cassandra? Do they talk to you as Elvira?
Cassandra, when I'm not in my drag, yeah. Okay. So which is not this early in the morning.
All right, not this early in the morning. All right, Cassandra. I have been fascinated following the story since your book came out here and the coverage that it's been getting. It's not so strange to me that some of the focus has been on one particular aspect of the book, and that is your 19-year relationship with another woman. But what is as equally fascinating to me is the whole story that goes back much farther than this. And one could have thought that a young girl at your age where you didn't get along with your parents and the things were just not going well, that could have ended very badly. Instead, characterize it for us, Cassandra, because it looks to me like maybe you didn't feel it at the time, but that you just caught kind of break after break after break. Is that how you consider them?
Yeah, I don't know if it's so much catching breaks as I like to think it's kind of manifesting these things, okay? I'm a witch, all right? I thought about these things. I dreamed about them, and they came true. And I have so many incidents of that in my book that I just can't overlook that. I think it's about what you think, what you concentrate on, you can bring into your life. And that's both good things and bad things, but luckily for me, they were mostly good.
So you left home at 14 and were performing in Vegas before you turned 18. That had to have been, at that age, kind of mind-blowing.
It was. I grew up very fast. I'd already had a lot of experience growing up when I was a showgirl. I mean, when I was a go-go girl before becoming a showgirl. I'd traveled all over the country. In my car, before I had a driver's license, which is, I keep looking back on them going, are you kidding me? I had a rocky relationship with my mother, and so spent most of my time away from home, go-go dancing across the country. And I grew up very fast, I'll tell you that. And then suddenly becoming a showgirl in Vegas, really fast.
So was the showgirl part in Vegas, did that already have the beginnings of the Elvira character, or was that completely different?
You know, it was completely different. However, I have noticed things when I was writing the book, just the way Elvira stands, the way Elvira walks. Those are things I learned as a showgirl. They're like a famous stance that showgirls do called a bevel stance. And I go, hey, that's how I stand when I'm Elvira. So it was helpful in my career, that's for sure.
The job of Elvira came up, as I understand it, in 1981, sort of mm-hmm. out of the blue. Give us a little insight into how that went down for you.
Well, I was working with the Groundlings, which is a comedy improv group in L.A. I'd been there for about 4.5 years, working alongside Paul Rubens, who plays Pee Wee Herman, and Phil Hartman from Saturday Night Live, before they were famous, of course, before any of us were famous. And heard about an audition for a local horror host, which I didn't even know what that was. I loved horror, so that was good, but when I was a kid, we lived on a farm. We didn't have horror hosts. We were too poor. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I heard about this interview on a local station from a friend and went in and auditioned as myself. And when I got the role, they said, you have to come up with a look and a character. So with the help of some of my friends, I came up with this outfit. And I already had this kind of Valley Girl character I'd been doing in the Groundlings. So went on as that. I didn't see how my character and the outfit that I was wearing kind of worked together, but it was like, what the hell, they're paying me $350 a week or whatever. So I went on and did the job, and it was literally almost an overnight success. So it was about 2 weeks in until I got invited on the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, which was like the big and only talk show back then.
Yeah.
And I kind of knew all of a sudden, wow, this is something. This is not going to go away.
Well, and it hasn't. It's been, I don't know. I don't even know how to categorize Elvira. It's almost in a genre all itself. A beautiful mistress of the dark, introducing horror movies. It was originally just a little local. Nothing in Los Angeles is little, but a small television station that goes national, even into a motion picture career.
Yeah, and we were also able to take the show and syndicate it across the U.S. Mm-hmm. So I became the first horror hostess that wasn't just in a little local market, but was able to go across the whole United States. And it's still funny. Everybody thinks I actually shot the show in their hometown. I still get that because it looks so cheesy. It couldn't possibly be made in Hollywood, right?
Yeah. Well, but that was by design back then. That was part of the appeal of it, in all honesty. Well, it's a fascinating. I looked at this, and I have more notes literally for our chat this morning than I have had for almost every celebrity interview, because there are so many facets inside this book. Right up through year 70, which, congratulations and happy birthday, Cassandra.
Thank you. Yeah, just a few days ago.
Does Elvira plan to be around for a bunch more years?
I think so. Even though I may not keep dressing up in costume, I'd still love to do a documentary based on the book, possibly a movie based on the book. And even a Broadway show. So I'm getting plans together for all of those things. So I think Elvira, as I said in the book, will be around a long time after I am.
All right. Yours Cruelly, Elvira, Memoirs of the Mistress of the Dark, is now available at all your favorite book outlets. Cassandra, it has been a great pleasure talking with you this morning.
Thank you. I really appreciate you doing this.
All right. You bet. Take care.